Micha Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav. Al Tatifu Yatifun. Very poetic phrases and not anagrams, but word similarities being used here in Micha. He is quite artful in the way he uses language. Preach not those who preach. So those who are preachers, who prophesy, and you constantly preach, I'm going to tell you this, don't. Don't bother. Lo yatifu la'ela. Don't preach to these. The prophets of God should not preach to these people. They've been listening to false prophets all the way along. And if they do, like what happened to Yechezkel, what happened to Yirmiyah, they're going to be disgraced by the people who don't want to hear the nevuah. Lo yisag kilimos. They're not going to take shame. They'll disgrace the prophets. They're not ashamed of themselves and their terrible behavior. Even for the word of God that's being transmitted to them. Zayin ha'amur beis Yaakov ha'kotzar ruach Hashem. Is that what is said by Beis Yaakov, by the house of Yaakov? Has Hashem's patience grown short? Im ele ma'alo lov? Are these his deeds? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do good to us because of how far we pushed him away. You know, is this it? You are called Beis Yaakov, but what do you do with that? So, the Beis Yaakov claims that God's abilities, HaKotzar Ruach Hashem, are limited somehow, which is terrible, apikorsis. And his patience for doing good seems short as well to the people. So, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to tell you the full and whole truth, says Ibn Ezra? Hashem's not going to do wrong. Why are you disgusted with what Hashem said? Hashem gave you the best possible nevuahs for decades, for centuries. It's only your behavior that has turned into this. Halo dvorai yetivu im hayashar holeich. Do my words not benefit the one who goes straight? Hashem says, I'm not impatient. But wicked people get wicked results. Ches ve'esmul ami lo'oyev yikomim. And as far as Esmoel yesterday, my people arose as an enemy to other Jews. You did terrible things. Ami lo'oyev yikomim. My people got up as enemies against other Jewish people. Mimul salma eder tafshitun. For the sake of a garment, for a salma, for a robe, eder tafshitun, you'll strip them. Just for the sake, you want the clothing off their backs? It's mida keneged mida, what you did to other Jews. That's what the enemy is doing to you. May ovrim betach shuvei milchama. From innocent passers-by, ovrim betach, who pass in security and think that they're safe, you're turning them into captives, fugitives of war. So unsuspecting travelers are being attacked as if this was Sodom. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't giving you any good right now. Look how you treat people, innocent passersby. Pasuk Tes, Neshei Ami Tigarishun. The wives, you evict the women of my people. From where? Mi Beis Ta'anugeha, from the home of her delight. So wicked people find women living in peace and security and pleasant homes, and then our own Jewish people murdered their husbands, made the women into widows, or robbed the men of all of their possessions. So their lives become terrible, and they can't have a happy home life as a result. So Matsudas David says, all the homeowners, the prosperous women who were living in the shade of their homes, my house is exactly what I wanted on Bedford Avenue with imported Italian marble. It's got everything I want. And then the thieves take possession of the homes and all of that interior decorating that you were concentrating on is going to be gone. But it's not to say the women are any worse than the men. They're both victims of terribly immoral and unethical people. May al ola leha tikhu hadari la olam. From her young children you remove my glory forever. So the smallest victims, the youngest victims, are these young children. Any honor and wealth that I bestowed upon the women that they give to adorn their children, But part of the problem is, says Mitzudas David, the women were taking that glory for themselves and not giving it to the kids. So you get Social Security money for your family, but use it on yourself and what you want. But an alternative, Radak says, is it's more victimization of the women. A woman in a good marriage who is fruitful and has children, that's a glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But when you drive the women away from their homes and the children away from their homes, then you have taken away the glory of the family, which is the centerpiece of Jewish community. So these terrible deeds, Abarbanel says, it's a bigger statement about Klal Yisrael. How can we be in possession of Eretz Yisrael after we treated each other this terrible way?